David.
On the road again.
On the road still.
On the road again, ahead of your big tour.
Yeah, I'm out there doing my solo acoustic thing.
How's that been going, the Six Strings Tour?
Been going really well. This particular tour concentrated on, or just gave regional theatres a go, and it's been terrific, really well attended and great reactions, and something I look forward to doing a lot more of, to get away from noisy people talking over the top of you kind of pubs.
And the chisel action, which is a lot noisier than the Six Strings action.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of noise to sort of counter that with massive PA systems. And
that's right. Now, you guys have been working on another album, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
So tell me about it.
Okay, still searching for a title. Yeah, produced by Kevin Shirley. We started recording it last year in Jim Barnes' studio in Botany, and then got back together in March this year, finished that off. 15 tracks, a great variety of stuff from sort of a jazzy blues, almost Georgia on my mind kind of standard, like Romantic Lies, up to rockers like Four in the Morning and The Perfect Crime.
This is the first new Chisel product for a long, long time, isn't it?
The No Plans album came out in April 2012.
Yeah, well, it's still 3 years.
yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, what people want more and more, don't they? That's that long ago. That was ages ago. Yeah, 3.5 years. By the time this one comes out, it'll be 3.5 years. Yeah, it should be October a release for this album.
Okay, which is when you're fully into the big tour of the big places that you're going to, including Hope Estate here in the Hunter, the first Australian band to headline at Hope Estate.
Yes, apparently. Great privilege. About time. And I believe it's selling rather well. And we look forward to taking that number one spot.
You're on at Hope Estate a week after Elton John.
Ooh, okay.
Just thought I'd let you know.
All right, thank you.
Because they sold out too, and obviously, because he's been here before to Hope Estate.
Yeah.
It was a terrific gig. I think he did two nights there, and he's coming back for a second go. And he's on December 5. You guys are on December 12, so it should be a pretty rockin' December.
Yeah. People up at Hope Estate are more than happy.
What are the crowds like compared to doing an indoor gig? I mean, how do you compare them as an artist?
I don't really see any difference. You're talking indoor, say, the Sydney Entertainment Centre?
Yeah, something like that, where everything's enclosed, the noise stays in one place, basically, as opposed to a big open-air gig like Hope Estate.
Yeah, well, I guess I prefer the open-air thing, particularly if it's a nice warm night and still night. You're not dealing with the acoustics of the room, which more often than not they're working against you. So you've got none of that to fight against. As far as the open airness, well, you just add more PA and I think you're well ahead.
How does the band get on these days compared to like 30-odd years ago?
Look, we have our moments, but there's maybe a lot sort of you get those impatiences.
Niggles.
You would.
Niggles.
Yeah. They're kind of there. There's also, I don't know, there's an understanding. But I think the bottom line is that when we actually start playing, and any if there are any differences, they seem to go completely out the window. And we're sort of grinning at each other like school kids, sort of, saying, this is great. You know, this is good fun, and we're still doing it.
Because you've been mates for such a long time. And even someone like Jimmy, the change in him from when you started gigging to the person he is now, I mean, it's almost like two completely different people, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully, maybe we've just grown up a little bit, maybe.
I mean, no more hard living, hard drinking and all that. It's he's just a totally different fish now, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I think he had a couple of sort of pretty, if someone could hit it hard, that guy could hit it hard. I've seen him take stuff that would knock 10 horses over and be unaffected by it. But no one can keep that up forever.
All right. Now, you're going to do Bow River for us. And one thing I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure you've been asked a million times before, but how does a guy from Alice Springs write a song about a river in the Kimberley region of Western Australia, and it becomes so successful? I mean, how did you come upon the idea to write a song called Bow River, which is nowhere near where you grew up or probably have spent much time?
That's true. I'd never been there.
Okay. So tell me.
Well, essentially, the song at the time was really, I was homesick for Alice Springs. So it was a kind of combination of, trying to develop the story and, I don't know, songs, the word river just sings so well. So it was a Yeah, back in Alice Springs, back in Todd River. That's the main sort of creek bed through Alice Springs. No, hasn't got it. But literally, I've discovered that. I was just wanted to keep it at least kind of close-ish, or out back, if you will. And my parents in the dining room used to just had a map of the Northern Territory on the dining room wall, which had strips of, on the left side, of course, there's a West Australian border and Queensland on the right. And I just sort of... I've got to find a name, and I'd like to make it. I could have just made something up, I suppose, but I just spotted that and it just had the right ring to it.
And that was it, Bow River.
Yeah.
What did the people up there think about it? They must have been stoked, actually. I mean, probably no one's ever written about them before and never will again.
Possibly. Look, I've never really met anyone from there. I did have the experience. I mean, didn't really get there till in 1992 when I was touring my band with the World's Away album, second album, and we'd played all the way up the Western. We'd been down in Perth, went all the way up the west coast to Broome, and then next gig was Katherine, I think. So we had to drive from Broome to Katherine, and I was looking forward to finding Bow River, and we came across this, I think it wasn't that far past Halls Creek, east of Halls Creek, a massive, dry riverbed with a couple of posts where normally you'd see the sign saying such and such.
Yeah.
And we thought, looking at the map, I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be it. And we sort of went over to this post and looking around, there was just nuts and bolts and screws by the dozens around there. And as found out, same on the other side, and found out that it was people would keep nicking the signs.
It's like
as a memento.
It's like Penny Lane in Liverpool. People nick them all the time, the signs. So what they decided to do in the end was just paint it on one of the brick houses on the corner of the street so nobody could ever nick it. They got sick of people stealing the sign.
Right, maybe they could have painted vertically on these sort of posts or something.
All right, so we're going to have a bit of Ian Moss Unplugged doing Bow River just with him and his guitar. Are you ready for that, Ian?
I'm ready.
Bow River. Oh, listen now to the wind, babe. Listen now to the rain. I can feel land and water licking at my feet again. And I don't want to see this town no more, wasting my days on a factory floor. The first thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again. Anytime you want, you can come around. But only 6 days separates me from the great top. And I've been working hard, 12 hours a day. The money I save won't buy my youth again. I'm going for the heat, babe, the tropical rain, in a place where no man's putting on the dawn for me. I'm waiting on the weekend, set of brand new ties, back in Bow River, just where I want to be. Whoa, listen loud to the wind, babe. Listen loud to the rain. I feel that water licking at my feet again. I don't want to see this town no more. Too many years made up my mind to go or stay right to my dying day. I don't want to see another engine line. Too many years in on my mind. First set of wheels heading back in Bow River again. First thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the motor running. I got the rest of my days. Sold everything I own, but nothing but a song. So anytime you want, babe, you can't come around. Don't you leave it too late, you just might find me gone. Gone, 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 gone. Oh, listen now to the wind, babe, and listen now to the rain. I feel that water licking at my feet again. I don't want to see this town no more. Too many years made up my mind to go or stay right to my dying day. I don't want to see another engine line. Too many years in all my mind. first set of wheels heading back in Bow River again. I don't need the score, I'm walking out the door. Gonna tell the man I don't want no more. Pick up a fast car, burn my name in the road. A 1 week, 2 week, maybe even more. Piss all my money up against the damn wall. First thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again. First thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again. First thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again.
Yeah. Excellent. Ian Moss, Unplugged. Just him and his guitar doing Bow River. And you can hear Ian Moss with the entire band. Chisel, of course, up at Hope Estate on Saturday, December the 12th. It's going to be a great night. You've also got the grand final to look forward to, haven't you? The NRL grand final. Yeah. That'll be the biggest crowd you've ever played in front of, I bet.
Well, yeah, if you're, probably, yeah, including sort of people sitting at home behind TVs. It'll be... Yes, that'll be quite massive.
What are you going to do on Grand Final? Have you talked about it as to what you're going to do there?
I haven't really finalised a set, but it's probably four or five songs from my understanding at this stage. With a bit of luck, Bow River will be one of those.
The little mini concert by Cold Chisel might end up being better than the game.
We'll give them a push, yeah. We're the support act, so they better be on their game.
All right. Ian, good luck with the tour, the Last Stand tour, and good luck up Hope Estate. You won't need it. It'll be a wonderful night.
Thank you very much, David. Cheers.